For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the exclusive sponsor of Grant and Danny, the law firm Condorian Murad is going to guide you and your family in the right direction, help you draft a will, set up a revocable trust, create a healthcare power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys, kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you, get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Adam Schefter just reported that the Vikings and their left tackle Christian Darrisaw have agreed on a massive contract. Darrisaw is one of the great young left tackles in football. He's just 25 years old. He got a four-year deal worth $113 million in new money, $77 million in guarantees. He's got 2 years left on his rookie contract. This is the earliest they could have paid him. And even though it's a massive payday, this is smart. This is what the good teams do. This is what you should try to do. As soon as you can pay superstars, do it. Because the money's only going to keep going up, up, up. And so even though you're paying a lot of money, you already know how good this guy is. Why wait? Deal includes 43.7 guaranteed at signing. But Christian Darrisaw is a local guy. Done very well. He went to Virginia Tech.
Yes, he did.
He is from Petersburg, Virginia. He actually went to high school, speaking of FedEx, out in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. He went to Riverdale Baptist. I don't know where that is, other than that it's in Upper Marlboro.
It's in there, yeah.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I've been there. I don't know exactly where it is, but I've been there before. I always thought it was in Riverdale, Maryland, but I guess that's not a thing.
I got no file, but he went to Riverdale Baptist, Upper Marlboro in Maryland.
And we played them in sports. A couple things. Number one, Christian Darrisaw is one of the nicknames we have for Darris.
That's true.
So congrats, Darris, on the payday.
Christian Darrisaw, you got paid.
Number two, there are a number of people, and I'm going to point right at myself, who were screaming to anyone that would listen, draft this person. But you know who we drafted instead? Take a guess. It's fun. Jamin Davis, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, if only it was so bleeping obvious to everybody. They took a second-round linebacker. The Vikings have a Pro Bowl-caliber left tackle that they just paid money to. I wish he played here.
I think about this all the time.
Yep.
No. You don't know where I'm going with this yet. You said, yeah, like, I'm thinking about how good Darrisaw is. But I also think about that. But here's what I think about all the time. We shouldn't bring up Rivera failures because it's just mean at this point. Like, he's gone. They fired him. He's just a nice guy somewhere who's not a coach anymore. But then I'm reminded of some of the unbelievably bad draft choices. And it is almost worth just acknowledging every day how terrible it was. And how, now that I'm watching this Hard Knocks with Joe Shane and seeing like 10 front office people sitting around in a room making the decisions, and you see some of the goofball questions that Brian Daboll asks, where he's just like some guy in your fantasy chat, where he's like, oh, what kind of year did he have last year?
What was the sack total?
I'm like, really, dude? It was such a fraudulent setup. I mean, honestly, it was just a bunch of imposters trying to run a front office. God, it's annoying.
Yep.
And we just sat here for years talking about that team, investing energy and time and money and effort. Yeah, it's nice to just not bring it up anymore. But every now and then, like right now when Darrisaw pops up or earlier when people are talking about Christian Gonzalez, I think we got to remember what was what. All right, it is time for Top 5 Tuesday on Grant and Danny.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In full disclosure, Darius told us during the break which category he'd chosen so that we could do our ranking.
We got to prep a little bit for you.
Darius, tell the people what the category is that you chose from the suggestions at facebook.com/Grant and Danny.
The people spoke via facebook.com/Grant and Danny, and we thank you for doing so. Jacob makes today's suggestion, which is top five favorite things about football season, as football, of course, is right around the corner.
Top five favorite things about football season. We will go 5-1, Danny. I know you like to do that.
That's the way I like to do it.
Start with number five.
My wife is a great cook year-round. She's excellent at it. She's fantastic in terms of being able to prepare meals, but she's inspired in the fall. This is her time to shine. This is now the stove is in use. Now we're baking things. Now there's crab dip. Now there's artichoke dip. Now there's biscuits. Now all of a sudden, these fall foods, it's chili time. It's dip time. Her best dishes come out in the fall, and it's time for that because it's football season.
Fall weather, number five on my list. It's the perfect time of year with that little brisk. I get chills thinking about the fall.
Sure.
Leaves falling. We call it French bulldog weather. Fiona likes walking around in the fall. It's really GP weather, too. My ideal setting's probably like 54 degrees on a nice fall afternoon. Maybe I'll even give you 59. 54 might be a little chilly for you. I'll give you 59 to 62, somewhere in that range. But I don't want a lot of sun. I don't want to be baking. A nice, crisp fall morning, afternoon on a Sunday with football looming, not a whole lot better than that.
Number four, correct weather. The weather is correct. Other times, the weather is incorrect. When it is too hot, all you thin people, you Instagram people, enjoy your time soon. Very soon, it will be my time.
Number four for me is fellowship with pals. I find myself doing more fellowship during the football season than not during the football season. This does include, but is not limited to, fantasy football trades and conversations, where I'm in fantasy leagues with buddies from high school that most of the rest of the year I don't talk to. Then we have a draft, we talk during fantasy football season, and that's kind of what keeps us as a group together. This is now gambling buddies, you know, where you're like, hey, what are you on today? Let me tell you. What do you got? What's your prop? I'm like constantly texting random people and buddies about that. This is people coming over to the house. I believe last year you guys all came over. You did not, I don't think. But you guys definitely did. Thursday night football when we got lost by 800 to the Bears. You had an event that night.
Yeah, I did an event.
But you came to my house to watch football.
Yeah, we did a division title game or something.
Every year, once or twice, I'll have people over. Buddies will be like, hey, you at home watching Sunday night football? I am. They'll come down the street, they'll neighbors or whatever. Fellowship with pals around football season. I enjoy that.
We have a similar list, it seems, my friend. Number three is fantasy football drafts. Fantasy football drafts. Fantasy football during the season, I find myself irritated all the time. When I get beat by some waiver wire noob or some bit of dumb luck or my superstar has zero targets in a game for some reason, I get exasperated. But the drafting process, studying, researching, making picks and selections is unbelievably joyous. I love fantasy football drafts.
Shout out to Anthony, who tells me Riverdale Baptist is off 202 very near the courthouse in Upper Marlboro.
Yeah.
So we had that in the office pool, I think.
It's up there somewhere.
Number three for me, these are the top five things on Top 5 Tuesday that we like most about football season. Red zone, pregame, NFL blitz, programming is what I'm going to call this. This is all of the shows that I like. These are all of the programs that I like to watch. I've got a rotation. There are audio forms, interviews I listen to every week. I've got a whole routine, honestly. But Red Zone All Day Sunday, ESPN NFL pregame or NFL Network pregame, the Chris Berman online ESPN app thing with Booger that he used to do with Tom Jackson. I think it's called Prime Time. Like, there are just staples for me in my programming in the fall that I always have to watch. NFL Live occasionally, but more importantly, like NFL Game Plan, I think it's called. there's 7 or 8 shows every week that I check out during the football season. Hard Knocks, now in season, is part of this. The programming during the year, I pretty much am like 85% football in the fall. Sorry about all the great TV shows that I don't watch.
Number 2, Red Zone. Again, you've already kind of covered it. It's the greatest thing ever invented. The forward pass is like 1. Bread is 2. Air conditioning is like 2A. Red Zone is right there in the top 5. It's perfect. It's joyous. It's excellent. It fills my commercial breaks. It's all I watch once Washington is done playing. It's a cliff notes for what's going on in the league. It's so important. It's so critical. It is a fantasy lifeline, a gambling lifeline, an instant highlight package. It's a very rare time where Scott Hansen's like, okay, not much going on in this game, so there's not much going on in any game. I've got a vamp. Pretty much never happens. It's always something. It's always something meaningful, and they take you where you need to go. Red Zone.
Number 2 on the top 5 list for best things about football season, game day. So this is going to include everything about going to a game, in all honesty. So this is specifically going to the game for me. This is when you park your car. Everything until you park your car is kind of a pain in the butt. But I get out of my car. Either am I stopping by and saying hi at a tailgate? Am I walking up to the stadium? I get that same excitement, that same feeling with the band playing off in the distance. You hear different music blaring in the parking lot, the smells of the tailgate. Walking into the stadium, I'm 10 years old with my father again. You know, me and DP are walking into FedEx Field every single time, and I have those memories come rushing back. Being in the stadium, when I go into the bowl or pregame down on the field, the smell of the grass, it always feels like it was freshly cut. FedEx Field, believe it or not, the X, has a very distinct smell that isn't terrible. This is your time where you could use your sewage joke if you want to. But like for me, I remember in 7th grade, my history teacher's name was Rosetta Lewis. And Rosetta Lewis, before an exam one time, said, I want you guys to close your eyes, as she's passing out the Scantrons, and I want you to find your happy place. And shtick aside, my happy place, you can Joan, was being on the sideline pregame ahead of a Redskins game at the time at then FedEx Field. This would have been like 2000, I don't know, 2 or...
Just filled with hope.
Like Patrick Ramsey was the quarterback or something. But the smell, I can picture it, I can smell it right now. Game day experience at the stadium. Not that being there and the whole stadium's great, but you're at an NFL game, man. It's hard to beat it.
Number 1 on my list, 1 p.m. and only 1 p.m. Washington games. Washington games on television. Games at 1 p.m. Other times, wrong. Sunday night, wrong. Monday night, wrong. Sunday afternoon at 4. Once we're good again, we can do that national 4 o'clock window on Fox for a divisional game or something that matters. No 9 o'clock in the morning games. No weird games in foreign countries. 1 p.m. Washington games. Your morning activities are done. Usually kids' sports are over with. You plop down right there. It's usually lunchtime. Everything about it lines up. It's perfect. It's sunny outside. Doesn't matter because it's shady inside. So there's no glare on the television. You close those blinds up. 1 p.m. on a Sunday. Everybody knows you can't bother dad. You can bother dad other times. And in fact, they do. Everyone's going to bother dad all the rest of the day for something and somehow. And I get it. I'm on duty. I'm off the clock. It's 1 o'clock.
So mine is very similar to that. Number 1 is just my setup. My entire day on the couch watching ball starts at about 11:30 with pregame, and it goes all the way until the end of the day and Sunday night football. This includes the snacks, the Coke Zero I've got in front of me, the chips and the dip that are ready to be plated, bowled, whatever. We are ready to go. This the entire day, knowing from 11 to 11, essentially, it's football day, and we only get 20 of these, and it's every Sunday, and that's the plan. No one else is going to be involved. No one else. Don't ask me to come somewhere. Don't tell me about the birthday party. I'm not going. I'll be here. This is my couch. Those are my 3 TVs in front of me. We're going to be doing this every Sunday all fall long. Great topic, by the way.
Very good topic. Yes, very strong.
By Darius. Top 5 things we like most about football season. It is time to figure out what the Nats starting lineup looks like. We'll get you your Nats lineups presented by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Behind pitcher, DJ Hurst, DJ Hurst, DJ Hurst, leading off, batting shortstop. Leading off, batting shortstop, I'm sure. Leading off, playing shortstop, see? Abrams batting second in right field. Lane Thomas batting third. Your DH, Jesse Winker. Batting fourth at first, Juan Yepez. Batting fifth in left field. James Wood batting sixth and doing the catching. Kaber Ruiz batting seventh, playing second base. Luis Garcia batting eighth and third. Trey Lipscomb batting ninth. Your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young at center field.
Two things. One, Juan Yepes is hotter than Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street, hitting 367 with a 1007 OPS.
Scoring the ball up a little bit.
I feel like he's hit nine balls off the wall at this point. Only the one home run, but a lot of balls have been to the warning track or the wall and fallen in safely. Second, James Wood coming off the three-run homer in the eighth to win the game on Sunday. Let's see if we can string a couple of games with some XBHs together.
Why not?
James Wood, three balls over 105, four balls 99 or better off the barrel on Sunday. He was seeing it pretty well. Looking forward to watching his plate appearances tonight. For Darris and Ryan, Grant and Danny saying so long. Big payday for Christian Darrisaw, also known as Darris Dameron.
Yep.
So next time you see him, tell him.
Ask him for money.
You want some money and or a drink on him. If you made it this long, Darris owes you a drink, I think is what I'm trying to tell you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that. Till tomorrow, Vargas.
Thank you for coming.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.